in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
If you realize that your support base is dwindling, and then you have to do anything possible within your powers to try and check where things went wrong, where you might be lacking, and then improve on that in time before the 2024 general election. And then also identify places that seem to be distanced from you, and then you put those as your first priority so that you make sure that your presence is felt.
So those rights aside, just to look at sentiment now, and from a lot of people that I've spoken to in this community, what they say is that the ANC only remembers them when it's time for elections, because they know they have the possibility to swing a lot of support here in KZN. What are your thoughts on the electorate? Are they likely to sort of pick up this sentiment, or will they be persuaded by a political party coming to visit them during this time?
Those sentiments are in fact genuine. It goes for you and I. All the members of the public, that is the electorate, are on the same trap that politicians forget about you for 4 years, and then towards the end of the fourth year, on the eve of an election, they then suddenly resurrect from the dead and they remember that you exist, and then they come canvassing so that they can get your vote. Soon after getting your vote, the same status quo repeats itself. They forget about you until on the eve of the next election. So the sentiment that you are getting from the ground, which is raised by the people of Phoenix, is exactly the same sentiment that other people are raising elsewhere, not just with reference to the ANC, but all political parties.
So obviously ANC in Chatsworth now, but like you've highlighted Phoenix as well, Phoenix residents had a particularly volatile relationship with the ANC in the past 2 years, specifically given the issues around the unrest. Residents of Phoenix saying they felt unheard, ANC saying we cannot have incidents of racism emanating from this public. Do you think they're likely to find each other ahead of this election?
I doubt it, because the two areas that you are referring to, that is Phoenix and of course Chatsworth, it's a known fact that those areas are predominantly Indian dominated. So if you want to win an election in those areas, you then have to appeal to the Indian electorate. So you have to listen first of all to their concerns, listen to what they want, and then try to meet them halfway. Because if you only persuade them but you are not giving them anything, then of course they're not going to find any reason why they should support you. We have to make them believe that we have changed, for example, from the way you have treated them before, so that at least they give you the benefit of the doubt and then say, maybe this time around, this party X or this party Y has changed. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt and see if they'll be able to deliver on their mandate. But if the electorate will look into the history and say, in the past, you have been promised 10 things, but none of them happened, or only one of the 10 happened, then they'll ask themselves the question, what has changed now? What will make us believe that this time around they are going to do things differently?
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.